All right, now you're ready for some more things to do. You've mastered the fourths and the fifths. I want to teach you a couple other things here. There are things that you will not have to really drill. I want to tell you what an octave is and what a unison is, even though most of you already know. If we say that C is number one, and I have an interval which goes like this, it's the same tone. So we call that a perfect unison. It's just something to know. It's not something to practice. Anytime you hear the same tone twice, here's an F sharp to a same F sharp is a perfect unison. That's just something I want you to know. Unison means same tone. If people are singing in unison, that means they're singing all the same tones. So that's just something to know. Another thing that I want you to just know is perfect octave. If we have C as number one, D is number two, E is number three, F is number four, G is number five, A is number six, B is number seven, and C again on top would make number eight. So we say that from C to C is a perfect octave. Oct means eight, like eight legs on an octopus. So whenever the spelling is the same from C to C, or from F sharp to F sharp, or from A flat to A flat, then that is a perfect octave. If it's the same tone, then it becomes a perfect unison. This is just something to know. You don't really have to practice that because, you know, there's not really anything to practice on those things. Now, the spelling has to be the same, all right? This is something you should be clear on. If I go from an F sharp to a G flat, we would not call that a perfect unison because we didn't spell it correctly. That would be some kind of a second, see, because we went from some kind of an F to some kind of a G. You see? If it's going to be a perfect unison, it has to be the exact same tone, F sharp to F sharp. It's the same with octave. If I'm going up from a C sharp, I have to go up one octave to another C sharp, and that is a perfect octave. If I go from C sharp to D flat on top, that would not be a perfect octave. It would sound like a perfect octave. See, we have to understand this. The sound is the same, but see, what we want to make sure is that we are learning the proper spelling. Like I said before, if you have a computer, you have to format your disk first, and then you can put your files on that disk. Same here. We want to have the shelves in our mind very neat and clean and well organized. So we have to spell these things properly, even though the sound is going to be the same on some of these things. So from C sharp to C sharp is an octave. A perfect octave, but from C sharp to D flat, just because we spell it differently, it's no longer a perfect octave. What would that be? It's some kind of a C to some kind of a D way up there. It would be some kind of a ninth, wouldn't it? Because from some kind of a C down here to some kind of a C up here would be an eighth or an octave. If I went up to some kind of a D, then that would be some kind of a ninth. But we're going to get into that later, so I don't want you to worry about that. So the spelling has to be the same. Now, I want to give you a little drill that I want you to practice for your homework assignment. Write this down on a piece of paper so you can remember it. I just want you to sing octaves like this. You can start on any tone you want. Just go A, 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 A. Like that, and then B flat, B flat, B flat, B flat, B, 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 C, 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 C. It's a rather large interval. You could even turn it into a grand round if you want. You could go A, 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 la, 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 la. If you want to, you can do this. It's not so necessary on this interval. But I want you to sing. I want you to spend some time. Spend 3 minutes on it. Spend 4 minutes on it. I want you to learn how it feels to sing octaves. Go up and go down. Do a sound round if you want. Try a grand round if you want. But of course, you can't go up too far because octaves are rather large. But I want you to get familiar with singing an octave because I'll tell you why. I don't want you to confuse an octave with a perfect fifth. Now, this is a common thing. A perfect fifth sounds like this. An octave sounds like this. But you'll be surprised at how many people will confuse the two for some odd reason. I don't really know why, but they are kind of confusing. So I want you to sing octaves. Write that down. For 3 or 5 minutes, just at your leisure, sing them until you feel like you are used to singing an octave at will. I may test you on octaves at any point, so you have to make sure that you can sing them. Unisons, well, how can we practice that? There's no way, because it's just the same tone anyway, so we won't worry about that. So sing your octaves to just get used to them.